I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the shoe, you've seen them. I know you've seen them. Brad, you got some clouds? I feel like you would have some clouds. You got a cloud man?
I don't think I have clouds.
They look kind of like Adidas. They look a little bit like...
No, I have Adidas. I may have three-stripe guys, you know.
They look like the Adidas Boost, kind of.
Yeah, I was right about the UFOs, huh?
Yeah, she got the UFOs. Yeah.
I don't know what it pays her, but she's doing fine. And whatever this thing is with Coach K.
Mm-hmm. Joining the Army, I think.
Is that what it is?
No, that's a separate one.
No.
Do you want to join the Army when you see that commercial from Coach K? It motivates me. It does.
They're doubling down on K commercials, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. He's become big. He's become huge in retirement. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you just right now, Capital One needs to retire the Barkley, Samuel Jackson, Spike Lee, Jim Nance.
Yes.
Retire that whole campaign.
Yep. Yeah. No, Coach K's.
They're a joke. Coach, I don't know what Capital One's doing. They're just giving away money.
Yes, joke! They must have.
They gave some to Dionne Warwick here in this latest one.
Yeah. Coach K's Army commercial makes me want to join the Chinese Communist Party. It does not make me want to join the Army, but because if Dawn Staley had the Army, I'd be like,
it is. It's an Aflac commercial. Yeah, she's getting paid, bro, just like Dion and the rest of them.
The interesting thing is, young adults, this is my opinion, who likely would go into the Army at the age of 18, don't realize the connection between K and his early coaching career and the Army. You know what I mean? Like, there's a disconnect there between the young man or woman that would enter the Army, I would think, right? Like, they don't remember he coached for them or what the connect would be.
No, of course not. I'm assuming that's why they reached out to him, you know, that they used him as the voice because he had the connection to Army.
Yeah, that's what
he'll be doing those for free.
You think so?
Yeah.
For his country.
You think he's doing it as a service?
He should do
maybe
those
so.
For free.
Bro, Army pays. I have friends who work in Army.
I know they do.
Yeah.
He should do them for free, though.
Yes, he should for our country.
That's I don't think he's doing it.
Damn it. He didn't coach basketball.
Them for free. I guarantee you that. He should be.
He should be. That's why our defense spending is going up, because we're paying Coach K to voice these commercials, bro. It's going crazy.
The budget is gone.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man. We got to set aside $2 million a year just to give to K just to voice the damn.
I like where you're going with the Dawn Staley Kentucky idea. Obviously, the NBA has got a G League coach there interviewing now down in Charlotte. Now, it sucks. Jason makes this point all the time, and he's absolutely right. Like, it's always the suck-ass job where these ladies or men sometimes get these jobs, and it's like, well, you're kind of set up for...
Well, in this case, she would not leave for anything other than a prime job.
Yeah.
But I will say this. When it comes to... there is no one more woke, no one more liberal than me, and so I'm going to push that agenda every day on this show until it happens. And I'm a huge fan of Dawn, seriously. Like, I just...
I am too.
I love the human being she is. I do. I love her. I love everything about her. And she's a great coach. She's a winner.
You know? Listen when she speaks. Like, when she talks, man, she has an element to her that's different.
Again, she's class personified.
Yes.
In every sense of the word. Class.
Uncommon favor, fool.
Class. Is that
the opposite of Kim
Mulkey? Is that her thing? Uncommon favor?
I'm pretty sure that's what she was talking about after that she won.
Yeah, Kim Mulkey is a
buzz killer.
She's the C word that I can't say.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. She is. Whoa. She is. All right? She is. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Did you read the WAPO story?
No, I had you do it for me, so I didn't have to.
Yeah, well, it was bad, all right? It was bad. Her father goes to her games, and they don't talk.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, it's sad, really. I came away sad. That, like, how do you let your father, how do you let your relationship get that bad with your dad where he's coming to your games and you guys are not speaking? You guys are not on speaking terms. Like, I just, man, as a dad, that just destroyed me. It really did. Because, like, you know, you think about all the time and investment and you spend on raising the child and they want to speak to you, but you're still going to the games. Oh, that's just, that's a tragic. And I will say this, you know, I was watching that Iowa game on that they're going to make a Disney movie about this. I could see it. You know, you had Stolke with the hair bobs. Mm-hmm. You had Caitlin Clark scoring from 40 feet out. You had Gabby Marshall, you know, kind of chipping in. Kate Martin. I mean, you had the whole thing. But Don ruined it. Don ruined our Disney movie, man. We were going to have it. It was going to debut on Disney Plus, where I was already going through the cast. You know,
Dawn is the movie, fool.
But she didn't, because she gave her a shout out. Like, she incorporated it into a moment.
You can't be a movie if you don't win a ship. That is the truth. You got to win a chip, bro. Miracle on Ice doesn't happen, right, if it's not for all the marbles. We're not getting that. Who was the actor in that? What was his name in Miracle on Ice? Who was the lead guy, bro?
The hell would I know?
You didn't watch it, so it just didn't speak to your soul then.
You talking about the remake of the Russia, U.S. There was Kurt Russell as the coach.
He
was the coach, I think. I don't know if you call him the lead. I guess he was the lead.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to get, you know.
I didn't watch that mess.
We're not going to get a Caitlin Clark reprise in a movie. She didn't win the title.
I don't know, though. Like, some of the best movies are where you don't win. Like, wasn't it Creed or, like, Bad News Bears or some of these movies? It's one of the things that makes other movies sometimes great when you don't.
No, John's right. I don't think we'll do it. I don't think
if she would have won,
right? Because she didn't win,
those rights would have been worth $1 billion.
Oh, that's fair.
Unless you're just going to shit because she goes on to win a WNBA championship.
But nobody cares about that. We already know nobody cares about the WNBA stuff now. It's about what you. It's like, did you change? Like, she. It's such an easy movie. She wins a title. She changes the women's game forever. 18.7 million people tuned in, but she didn't win the chip. She didn't win the chip. Therefore, no movie. You get a documentary. Well, we'll talk to the coach, and we'll talk to the parents, and we'll talk to all. But you don't get a live action.
I don't know. She might get one, man, because she hit everything on her vision board. Who does that?
That's a documentary, though, without a title. Again, you win the whole thing, movie.
It's like Hoop Dreams. Yeah, the boys fall
it
short.
It would have been the female version of Hoosiers if they win the title, right? That's exactly
sorta.
What it would have been.
Yeah, kinda.
But unfortunately, because they didn't. We're going to have to option that out to maybe a 30 for 30, you know. Maybe it's
know.
A maybe
I don't
it's
know.
A
it's too powerful.
And Netflix again,
she's
documentary.
She's tweeting about the numbers.
Netflix documentary.
Disney sees an opportunity. Just they'll make it work.
Yeah,
they'll write in a championship fool.
Oh, plus it's like a
because again
it's
the viewers,
flyover state.
She's tweeting about it again. She knows her brand, how big it is. Some movie set's going to jump on just because of her following, because of the phenomenon that she is.
Yeah,
and they'll write in a championship for.
Yeah, what would you call the movie, bro?
One in Russia. One when she's after the G League season's over, she's gonna go over there and win a championship in Russia. Yeah. Unfortunately, too many of them have to play.
We already got the She Got Game, so we can't do that one. We had a remake in 2016, apparently. Mm. So we can't do that one. We'd have to figure out something else. But you know, that's where I would sort of look in that of that ilk. You know what I mean?
Again, what was the last movie about a white woman hooper?
I don't think we've ever had one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Disney is going to see that opportunity, see the numbers.
Oh, white women can jump. You like that one?
White women can shoot from 45 feet.
Hey, I'll tell you this right now.
Because that's the part of the
game. I got to get involved with that one. I got to get involved with that movie.
From,
put me
from
executive
35.
Producer or something. I got to get involved.
White women shoot from the logo.
That is... That is exactly, dude. I'm telling you, we're gonna fill out every theater in Nebraska, Iowa, Idaho.
Oh, in the
Midwest, I mean, it's gonna be crazy.
Coming to the Midwest,
dude,
cornfields.
The Midwest is going to. I mean, we're gonna shatter records.
I think you're wrong. You're being naive to think that.
But it would have to be
some movie company.
But it would have to be like a based on a true story type. It wouldn't be like the real because they didn't win the chip. You'd write. You'd have to sort of take some creative license, some liberties. And they win the title the second year over South Carolina as big underdogs instead of getting their ass kicked like that actually happened.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is bigger than 30 for 30, Brad. This has got to be bigger than 30
That's
for 30.
That's what he's saying. We got to make this a movie.
This is an actual production.
Yeah, this is like, oh, yeah, this is like, you know, Paramount, okay? You see the star across the dam.
Real question. Are her parents together or no?
I don't know.
Sometimes I
didn't get the vibe that they were, but yeah, again, that'd be part of the story.
Right.
You know, overcoming a divorce.
Yeah, if she did, it could definitely be part of the story.
Yeah, so
I don't know it to be the case.
This is what it would sound like. In a world where white women had never been able to do it before, they can now shoot from the logo. You know?
Exactly. Like Steph.
In a world. Like the whole, the 90s, you know what I mean?
I mean, Disney, eat that up.
Yeah.
It would be a Disney movie for sure. It'd be too good. What they should do is a Pixar, do like a cartoon movie of it. That would really,
That's right on the mark there, John.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, the cartoon.
Yes.
It's like Little Penny, only a white woman.
It'd be like, you know how they do, like, you know, the Up and the...
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's probably the way to go.
Moana, you know what I'm saying?
Here's
Moana with a basketball, except she's white, you know? Boom! We just made Disney so much money, bro. Like, I know they probably already have thought about that, but you can already see, like, Caitlin Clark can be the voice. It can be based on her. You know, it doesn't use her name explicitly, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, you could just take, you know, all the characters from Iowa, like, they're pretty distinct, right? They're distinguished characteristics. Like, again, the big with the hair bobs, that's easy. You know what I'm saying? You got the... Gabby Marshall got the long hair. I mean, you got defining
Well, even with
attributes.
The scripting, you've got Dad in the stands calming her down when she has a moment where she loses focus and is yelling at the referees or upset about a bad call. He takes her in.
That's
and
right.
Gets her focused prior to the big game.
There's just a lot of possibilities and potential here that I'm surprised it hasn't been optioned yet already, but I'm sure it will.
You guys got this.
I think we need to, like, maybe send this up and see what we can do. Even though you are wearing Hawkeyes colors today, so that is...
Jason is,
Can we give him a round of applause?
Of course we could. The Iowa Hawkeye himself.
Not for Caitlin.
Not for Caitlin, he says. Who's it for?
No one.
McCaffrey?
Mike Tomlin, fool.
Okay, Mike Tomlin.
My great respect for him.
Got the Iowa fights.
There we go. Yeah, this speaks to Jason. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to come. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you try to fend?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
The UConn Huskies are barking once again. They go back-to-back on the national championship with a resounding win over the second-best team in college basketball, the Purdue Boilermakers, 75-60. Look, it was a balanced effort, as it always is. 20 from Tristan Newton. Stephon Castle had 15. Cam Spencer had 11. Clinton had 11. Diarra had 9. Johnson had 4. Carabin had 5. Zach Edey had 37. He wasn't the problem.
And 10, didn't he?
37-10.
That dude. Lord.
He was working, bro.
And doing it against Klingon.
If you come away from that game down on Edie, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. You're an idiot.
Dude, when he turns the score and you catch that either elbow or shoulder, ooh, it is real.
I mean, imagine if Zach Edey had a credible teammate, bro. Imagine if he had like a David Jones out there, you know?
He just needed one of those.
He did. He just needed one guy that could actually score from the perimeter and get a shot off or maybe even get to the rim, and he did not have that. I mean, he had Fletcher Loyer, who, my God, dude, my God, Fletcher Loyer might be the worst player I've ever seen playing a championship game. I'm dead-ass serious. Mm. Like, major minutes. Like, dude, you gotta transfer to Loyola or something. Like, you were not built for this, my guy.
Well, he picked the wrong time. He had his worst game of his career.
Yep.
It was then. 0 points in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, 30 minutes, no points. Just and by the way, just breathing, you know? Like, I promise you, Jaden Hardaway would have contributed more than Fletcher Loyer yesterday.
Facts.
Right? And Fletcher's been a good player for them this year, but I don't know. He really, really struggled against that UConn size and athleticism. He looked terrible. Braden Smith, you know, made a couple shots in the first half, but largely irrelevant in the second half. Mason Gillis gives you nothing. Kaufman Wren, non-factor. Lance Jones, who hit some big shots all tournament, 5 points, was in foul trouble the whole night. It was just, like, I came away from that game feeling very sorry for Zach Edey. Like, dude, you were a warrior for your team. You left everything on the court, and your teammates failed you, my brother. They failed you in a major way. I mean, if you get anything from any of those guys, this is at least a competitive game. But you didn't. And, again, that was the UConn game plan. They said, we're going to go one-on-one with Edey. We feel comfortable with that, with Klingon. Everything that UConn needed to have happen, happened. Johnson fouled out, right? Samson Johnson fouled out. Klingon had four. If you'd have told me that before the game started, I'd say, oh, well, that's a good sign for Purdue.
Yeah, but Samson Johnson, he caught a couple alley-oops. They were rolling by the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
he fouled out.
It was
out,
a little too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Klingon, yeah. Probably the same thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But, still, if you told me Zach Edey had 37 and 10 and that Klingon had four and Johnson, I'd have said that was a close game that maybe Purdue even won. But it didn't happen because Purdue was kind of had piss running down its leg, only shot 7 threes. This is the second best free throw three-point shooting team in America. They only attempted 7. So they were so blanketed defensively that they just didn't even attempt threes. And it's not like UConn played that well. They only shot 27% from three. You know, I mean, if you'd have told me all those things, UConn shoots 27% from three. Edey has 37 and 10. Braden Smith has 12 and 8. I'd have said that's a Purdue win. They won the game. They did it. They knocked off UConn.
Well, I mean, just set aside Edey. It's just another class of athlete that UConn had and was able to deploy on both ends. You know, whether it was Castle or Tristan using their size or defensively, to use your phrase I used earlier, blanketing those guys. That's what showed up.
Yes.
Is that, again, it was a mismatch. Yes. Take out Edey, the rest of it was a mismatch just in terms of the pure athleticism and skill level.
It's true,
like,
man.
Purdue was trying to beat you with its system and Edey. I couldn't do that up against that level of, that level of player. And it's really the way the puzzle fits together that Hurley's done such a good job with. Because I tell you, individually, again, you look at the NBA talent on that roster, you say, well, it doesn't compare to that Florida teams, those Duke teams that went back-to-back. Again, it's a credit to what Hurley's built because it really was a foundation and guys are bought in.
No question about it, Jason. I don't like UConn. I don't like what.
Again, you might not like it, but you have to respect it.
Oh no, I'm going to disrespect
it. Many didn't like Cal. Hell, I was listening to Harrington talk about how much he despised Cal even here when he was winning in Memphis, just what was coming out of his mouth. Some people, you know, that type of coach can rub you the wrong way. And obviously Hurley with his antics and the way – to your point, he works refs and everything else can frustrate you. But you got to respect it, dude. You have to respect it.
Yeah.
And it's good sometimes to have a villain. And again, especially when you're winning is in the it's dominant. You say that in one breath, and also say it's boring. So to have a sort of villain in college basketball, that can be a good thing too, John. So get on board. You know, either get on board, get with it, or get hit with it, dude.
Get
root for them or root against them.
Get hit.
But they're good for college basketball because you have a standard. And what Jess said is true. There's no reason to go to Kentucky. You're as much a blue blood now with these six titles as anybody else is in college basketball. There's nobody can claim what you've done these last 25 years in terms of winning these titles. And so, you know, and here's the other thing. They're Michael Jordan. They're 6-0 in finals, in championship games. They have never lost as a program. The only program to have done that, won that many and not lost one. So it's. There's no need to go to Kentucky for looking at it as, well, that's a true blue blood, because UConn is that right now in this day and age.
Yeah, they are. And again, we'll see what happens after you take away Klingon. I think he's just such a big piece of that, what they do. I think just having that behemoth inside gives you just a sense of freedom, you know, like knowing he's in there. Our friend Trista Crick made a lot of money on the UConn Huskies. She made sure to let me know about that.
Had a future on him early in the season.
She had a future on him early in the season, and I will say, like, she liked them, but I pushed her over the top. I told her to take it after they beat Creighton on January 17th. She did. She got him 11-1. Hunter got paid out $1,000. So that's nice. She was rolling over her winnings from every single game in this tournament. So she probably made anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 on the UConn Huskies this year. I'll tell you what, man. Sportsbook's been taking a bath this year, bro. So far, because what the Chiefs did, that was everybody was on the Chiefs in every game, right? And then you got the Huskies that are just doing what they do. So I guess if the Celtics go win the title, I don't know. Nuggets, I don't know who would be more public there. Who do you think the squares would like over between those two, the Celtics or the Nuggets?
I'm gonna go the Nuggets. I'm gonna go Nuggets
because of Jokic, and they already did it a year ago. Yeah. So if the Nuggets win the title again, then the sports books will probably have to shut down forever. You've been through that. You know what it's like. You've built back.
That's right.
You've built back better. It's like Joe Biden. And you've come out on the other side, but it's not easy. It's not easy. And what UConn has done is not easy. I mean, we talk about the last team that have done it, which was Florida. They brought everybody back. They returned five starters from that team. That is not what happened with UConn, in total fairness. And that is why I think when we talk about where this one ranks historically, it's got to be at the top because they had to replace three pros. They had to replace Jordan Hawkins, lottery pick, Sanogo, draft pick, and Andre Jackson Jr., draft pick. I mean, that's crazy. And they only brought in one transfer.
I believe their MVP back, and Klingon was.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you were happy with Sanogo leaving because Klingon was ready to move up.
Hawkins was their.
But between Tristan and Klingon, you had the start of something great.
Well, you had. There's no doubt. You had the foundation.
I mean, it's a two-time MVP now.
Yes. But, I mean, Jordan Hawkins hit every big shot for them last year, and Sanogo was unstoppable. And yes, I think last year's team.
They're losing more this year, right, than they did last year.
Yeah, because you're losing Spencer, you're losing Klingon, you're losing Tristan Newton. I mean, you're losing that. Yes, you're losing, like, you're only bringing back Caravan.
Chance, all five starters and sixth man, Diarra, are gone.
Yes, exactly. So you're really starting over. But you got two titles out of it.
That's why to have them as a favorite right now seems
crazy. Because Hurley has not.
And Duke's got the number 1 and 2 picks in the draft next year, 25. Right.
Yes.
So, I don't know what half of those sports books are thinking.
Because I will say this, like, when Hurley got Newton out of the portal, it wasn't like, oh, man.
No.
This is, he was in East Carolina. Huh. He wasn't supposed to be a two-time MOP, you know?
Again, a multi-year transfer that he saw.
Yeah, you know, exactly right.
Contributing in a way that we
exactly
didn't.
Exactly right. I don't think UConn should be the favorite at all. Or even really close to the favorite right now. I think it's just an absolutely horrific bet. If you've placed that bet, you should stop betting. I mean that sincerely. Like, you're not going to win in the long run. But, hey, you know, that's
ESPN Bet and Caesars have done that.
I think that's crazy. I mean, that's
DraftKings, FanDuel have Duke favored.
Hey, suckers born every day, right?
And it may have changed since, just because. You know.
I think it has. Like, I'll just check right now. I think some money has come in on, like, Duke, for example. Houston's always up there. Let's see what the futures are. So, no, UConn is now down to plus. It's 10-1 now. It was like what, 7-1? So UConn 10-1, Arizona and Duke tied at Caesars 12-1. How about that?
That's interesting.
Houston 14-1. LJ Cryer just announced he's coming back one more year. I think Shed's gone.
Shed is gone.
And then it's this year. Interestingly enough, here's what's hilarious to me. Kentucky doesn't have a coach or any players, and they're 22-1.
He's got
wow. How the hell are they 22-1? We don't even know who the coach of the team is.
Jeff Borzello's got him in his top 25-1 for Nango. He's top 25 way too early for
that. How's that possible?
Better than Arkansas.
How's that possible?
He's got Billy Richmond in the third list as a starter. Like, he says you're just taking a shot in the dark. But he's got them at 23 in the country for next year's top 25.
Okay, well,
with Wisconsin and Cincy behind them. And again, you have no idea who's going to be on that Kentucky roster. He's got Jaden Quaintance. I guarantee you.
No, those guys are not
Jaden
staying.
Quaintance with him to Arkansas.
Those guys are not staying.
So, like he admits, it's a shot in the dark. But he puts them 23, just expecting with that coach
comes in. If it's Scott Drew, maybe he has a chance. Maybe. But if it's not Scott Drew and it's like the next tier, no chance. No chance. I think if you're those guys, you would stay for Scott Drew.
That's the biggest difference on Cal comparing it to Tubby final. Like, Cal has to take a team back into Rupp. That's why there can be no let off for, hey, I'm just coming here to get a paycheck.
Exactly.
Because that's the ultimate embarrassment. Exactly. You go in there and you've done what Tubby essentially was doing at Memphis, and you got nothing out there, and you're throwing it out there in Rupp against the Wildcats, and they're laughing at you.
No doubt.
That's why what you wrote today, that's the way it's going to go. You're going to get the motivated Cal that's looking to stick it to Kentucky and build it in a way. Look, Greenberg was talking about this morning. You know, he had been talking about their facilities and why you could put them up against anybody in the country. Right, it's been 15 years since they've updated them. Now, a lot of people would shoot back at him, well, you've only won us one national title. But to his point, I'm bringing in all this talent and everything else. Yeah, I'm not winning national titles with it, but you guys haven't updated anything around here in a long time. That's the point. I mean, Arkansas is going to give him everything that he wants, so there's no reason not to go in motivated, remember, because you've got to go back and face these guys. Tubby didn't have to go back anywhere. Right? There's nothing to keep him motivated. That's you're going to get a Cal that's looking to prove to college basketball he's not done, not just Kentucky.
Yes. No, it's true. And like Tubby did.
He's going to get $5 million in NIL a year is what Greenberg said. Like, this dude will be at the top of the game. It's a salary cap, essentially. He'll be able to go out and get anybody he wants.
I know it's going to be a lot of money. It'll be $50 million versus the $30 million buyout. But I also think Cal cares less about the money. That was a big paycheck for Tubby, and he was not motivated to come in and kick ass. I mean, I think Cal's going to go do that.
Well, there's also a report now from Dick Gabriel, who is the longtime Kentucky broadcaster, that Cal asked Kentucky to counter the Arkansas offer,
and they
declined to do so. Which,
that's fun.
They're not going to give you a raise in the end, but past the first weekend last 3 years.
Yeah, I can't believe he had the audacity to do that. I mean, that is pretty damn brave.
My man does that.
You were definitely, like, on the verge of getting slid into your ambassador role, right? And you're going to go back, you're going to say, hey, if you want to keep me, here's what you got to do. They're like, no, dude, we don't want your ass anyway. So get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
It'd be like Passner bringing back the offer from Georgia Tech.
it's critical for them that they not miss, that Kentucky not miss on its target.
Yep.
Not, like Louisville did, like so many have done, that whoever it gets out publicly that they've decided they're going at, that they land. I mean, that's – you can't be Kentucky and you have to settle for your second or third or fourth option. So Mitch has got to be careful here, that the guy that you make the offer to is the guy that you're going to get.
Who besides Hurley's no miss?
I think Scott Drew is no miss.
Yeah, that's what they were saying this morning on the morning show.
But I don't think there's anybody else, though.
That might be it.
I mean, I think when you start getting – I mean, Nate Oates said he's staying in Alabama, so he's off the table.
Beard?
I mean, I guess Beard would be in the discussion, but I don't know. I mean, he hasn't really done all that much since Texas Tech. Didn't make the tournament last year. Didn't really do that much with Texas, right? So I think it's not an absolute
– It's fair.
Again, if you get to Chris Beard, it's probably the best hire you're going to be able to make. But I don't think it's like a guarantee by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a ton of guys out there. And it's the same problem, right? It's the same problem that Memphis faced in a way. Nobody wants to follow Cal, it seems like. Now, maybe Scott Drew will be the one to do it. But what if he says no? Then I think you're kind of getting into that. Because coaches talk, right?
Absolutely, they
talk. So it's like –
yeah.
Why didn't Scott Drew want it?
Yep.
Why didn't Scott Drew want to take the job in Kentucky? Is it because he doesn't want the fan base? Because like, he's set up, bro. Like, don't underestimate that.
Winning one
that.
At Baylor,
dude,
you're set for life. Winning one at Kentucky is not
wins
enough.
The next one.
Right.
Wins the next one.
That's right.
You know, Cal started as hot as anybody could ever hope to start. Right.
Yep.
Four Final Fours, won a national title. You know, and in fairness, he did fall off. Like that was not good enough. What he was doing, just in it for, you know, for that reason, for the talent he had, the resources that he had to have not made a Final Four since 2015 is almost unfathomable. Really, when you consider how many damn NBA players they've had, you know, since then. But you know, it's also never enough on the other side. And I think if you're a coach who is at a place like Baylor where you fill it out every year, like they lost in the second round this year. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's, like, saying Scott Drew can't do it anymore at Baylor. You know, they got upset by Clemson here in Memphis. And yep. Nobody's saying Scott Drew's got to go, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that you really have to think about if you're a coach. Now, Chris Beard, he hasn't, you know, he didn't want to go to Arkansas. I don't know what the conditions were. I have no idea. Maybe he wants to kind of stay in one place for a minute and rebuild everything before he starts jumping all around. I respect that. But I think it's a very short list of coach that is equipped to go into that fishbowl and thrive, you know?
Tom Crean mentioned his first one was Scott Drew on the morning show this morning. He said,
yeah,
that guy is a program builder.
He's great. But I just don't like, you know, it's not like he's going to get 3 years to build a program there, though. No. I mean, it's going to have to be instant. They expect
come to Memphis.
Instantaneous, you know? And if it's not, I'd be, you know, that's what I think about. You know, there's so much to be said for being happy where you are, you know.
Amen.
And I don't think, I mean, I don't know how you think about Scott Drew, but I don't perceive him like, oh, you got to go show it somewhere else.
I don't. I prefer Bruce Pearl over Scott Drew, and it's about selling the program and keeping Kentucky on top in terms of storylines and everything else. And Scott Drew will get out and sell your program, but not in the way that Bruce Pearl will.
Yep.
He'll move mountains
yep.
to try to sell your program. You know, what he's done at Auburn in terms of what they thought about basketball when he got there and what they think about it now, he's completely changed the tenor around there. And he's the kind of guy that I could see, again, selling the Kentucky program.
Yep.
That, you know, we're among the best in college basketball. You give him all those resources. He's the guy I would go after because I feel like I could get him. Scott Drew's got what you're talking about. He's got security at Baylor. And what I don't want to do is I've gone after Scott Drew and I've missed. He's turned me down. Because then it feels like to me, in terms of folks looking at us, we take a little bit of a hit there. Bruce Pearl feels like a guy I could get. Come sell Kentucky basketball. This dude's been selling Auburn.
Yeah.
And look what he's done. He's turned it into something we recognize now as a basketball power. Give him Lexington. Give him those folks. He'll have him eating out of his hand. You know, that's Bruce Pearl knows how to work a fan base. He knows how to work boosters. He knows how to build a program. He did it at Auburn. I mean, that to me, he's the guy for Kentucky. I would call him before. I'd make him tell me no. You know, I'd call him before Scott Drew because I know, too, he's going to sell me in a way. Man, the game days that come and everything else, you know, he's going to sell me in a way that I don't think Scott Drew can.
Well, that's true. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, there's no doubt he brings that.
It's not all style either. There's obviously substance there.
No, there is.
He's a program builder.
Were they in a national title game or just the – did they make the title game or was it just a Final Four?
Final Four.
I know they made a Final Four at least. I don't know if they got to the title game or not. But that's huge in a place
recall,
like Auburn.
Yeah, I don't recall Auburn making the title game.
Yeah. But I think they lost to Virginia in a sick way. I think you're right. I think it was the Final Four game that got Virginia through to the title
game. But he's the guy, to me. It feels like that's gettable.
At Auburn, he had a Final Four in 18-19.
And they lost by a point.
Yeah, I mean, it was right there.
They lost by a damn point, man. I mean, it was a hell. I mean, he's a good coach. He's a good coach.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
He's a good everything.
And they may
good
get
recruiter,
there.
Good seller of the program. He's good program builder.
Started out 15-20, 11-20, brought him to 27-8 last year.
Dude, I think he's proven at Auburn he can do it in the SEC. Jeez. And think about the success he's had against Cal.
Yep.
And so for Cal now at Arkansas, you know, you'd feel good about what you know the coach that you've got. I mean, a guy knows the SEC inside and out. He'd be my – right now, assuming I'm not getting Hurley, Jay Wright said he's very happy. Those guys are off the board. I mean, Bruce Pearl's the one you can get.
Yeah. By the way, as of this moment, Cal has not had any contact with Mitch Barnhart. So I believe he still needs to notify –
boss.
Yeah, that he's no good, like he's leaving. You know, as someone who has definitely no called, no showed, and quit without informing his employers in the past, I relate to this. You think I called Great American Cookie or Abercrombie, bro? I walk right out of that thing, and I never look back.
Yeah.
Now look at me.
Memphis Gunch Club just walked out.
Yeah, there's that. There,
no notice.
That takes a special person, you know, to be able to say, this corporation ain't going to miss me. I don't need to call them for, you know?
Deuces.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm fucking going to hell, you know? I mean,
he's going to have to talk to Mitch.
He's going to have to call him and say, hey, you know.
I'll be seeing you again soon.
Hey, real quick, I'm walking my dog, Paul. I am headed to Arkansas, and I just want to let you know. All right, thanks for everything. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Wow. That's how that conversation goes. Absolutely, it does.
Damn.
Ellen's probably over there scouting out homes already.
Dude, Arkansas is a beautiful state, bro.
Fantastic.
It's a beautiful state.
On a lake. They'll be on a lake.
I think
a farm.
Yeah, with a lake. Yeah, they'll have everything.
No, if you need any tips for Arkansas, Cal, I'm happy to. Osceola, we have a couple red lights now. It's a big thing.
Yeah, I've been in those.
We had the we built a brand new Walmart there, which is definitely an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
We have the red light there at the four way at the intersection, but right there by the Walmart. But it's mostly Osceola is basically just this long ass road. You know, you can take a couple turns. You know, go down to the, you know, different couple neighborhoods. You have this neighborhood and you have that neighborhood on each side of the street. But
I heard Jeff discussing it. I'm assuming you'd be with it if you did neutral game site in Little Rock.
Memphis?
Be down to play.
Oh, of
Calgary.
Course, but
he's
it's
obviously not
happening.
Not going to come home and home.
It's not. That's not happening either. He's not playing Memphis. Not a chance.
Oh, he should absolutely do neutral site.
He won't do that. He won't be able to stomach the loss to Memphis if it happens. That's why it won't happen. It doesn't matter where the hell you play it. You can play it in Anchorage, Alaska. You can play it in Paris. It don't matter. He ain't gonna take that game. I wish he would. That's kind of why you wish it was a different coach, because that's a good brand matchup.
No, well, the good coach doesn't guarantee they're going to be good.
Right.
Cal guarantees they're going to be good, which is why I want it now, and I'm willing to play it on a neutral.
Yeah. It's just, you know, again.
It's not the school he left you for. That's the thing.
Right.
He's not coming to you.
I know, but there's so much history, though. It's so much. Like, we can't forget that.
Coach Cal?
I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's not that school, but
again,
it's still Cal.
You would be in Arkansas, and if he's trying to pull Little Rock in and trying to solidify the state has been talked about that needs to be done over there, you know, playing a game in Little Rock against Memphis, that's
I would
a good
do
way
the,
to do that.
I would do the neutral site game at Rivercrest High School in Arkansas, right there outside of Osceola, and I think we'd pack it out. There's no question about it. Don't forget, we got Cortez Kennedy Road, so we can go down Cortez Kennedy Road, you know, pay our respects, no doubt about that.
Yep.
You know, Wilson's got a post office and everything. I mean, it's a booming metropolis that a lot of people don't know about. Kaiser, don't forget about Kaiser, bro. Kaiser has a hair salon. I believe their population as of 2020 census was 800 people. So again, lots of small towns in Arkansas, but small towns, big hearts. That's what I would say. And they'll embrace Cal, and he won't be able to understand most of what they're saying. You know, it's going to be a little different than Kentucky.
Please.
It's going to be a little different. I mean, that's real country. You start talking about Arkansas, okay?
I don't think those are where the boosters are, John.
No, the boosters are not in the small towns, but you still got to do the goodwill. You still got to go visit the small towns, Luxora.
Yeah, there's those in Kentucky, bro, and there's some real rude towns in Kentucky.
I think per capita, Arkansas may have a few more. But you're right. I mean, I guess they are kind of similar in that way.
Are we talking about, I'm not mean to stereotype, these are people without teeth.
They could be. I mean, they could be without teeth. They could be without a lot of things. But what they do have is love for Arkansas basketball. That's for damn sure. I mean, that's a thing. That's a real thing in that statewide. Just like Kentucky, they're very similar jobs, right? There ain't nothing else to do.
Kind of backwoodsy.
Very backwoodsy. No doubt about it. I mean,
Arkansas couldn't keep Malik Monk because of Cal. Like, you gotta put the fence back around the state.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big one.
They have basketball talent, right, Jason? I mean, I haven't studied Arkansas, but there's enough there, right?
Yeah, there's enough there.
Yeah.
I mean, enough there. Again, it's not something you're going to have a whole roster of Arkansas players, but they've been having folks leaving the state for years now. Cal can help lock that down.
Yeah.
Again, where Malik Monks ain't getting down there and going to Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, at some point, Cal will call. Mitch Barnhart, he'll inform that he's leaving.
He's walking the dog right now.
Yeah, he's walking the dog. He'll be with you shortly. Just like when Ken Bennett came out and told us in the press conference that Josh is going through a lot right now. He'll be with you in just a little bit. And you were out there. What were you doing? You were reading Grapes of Wrath?
No, it's Jeff.
Oh,
again,
Jeff.
You get
Jeff
that story
reading.
Mixed My up bad. All the time.
Jeff was reading.
I was writing down Ken's quotes.
Yeah, like
trying to transcribe.
I'm curious.
Send back to the CA.
What was Jeff? We'll have Jeff at 125. Do you remember what he was reading?
No,
I
think you've asked him this too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. He doesn't remember it, actually. You've asked him that. He doesn't remember reading the book on the little hill.
Right.
Right outside of John's home, but it happened.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. UConn.
Next story.
Congratulations.
Dan Hurley was asked after UConn won the championship about other possibilities. I believe it was the great Dan Walken, former Tigers beat writer, now with USA Today, who asked him about whether or not he might entertain offers from other schools, obviously talking about Kentucky. He said, oh, my God, Kentucky or anywhere that's going to take her further from New Jersey. He said he was talking about his wife. I mean, we just went to Rhode Island, which I had to drag her to, and then to Connecticut. I got her closer and now further. I can't afford a divorce right now. Ha ha. I just started to make money. Says he's perfectly happy with where he is and, frankly, got a little bit deeper on it. Said he'd already be thinking about next year's roster on the plane back to stores after last night. So it sounds like, and they're going to take care of him again. He just got a raise last year after winning the first championship with UConn, the school's fifth, and he will probably get another raise this year, it sounds like, from the way the athletic director is talking. Also yesterday you had Nate Oates release a statement. He had also had it been a name rumored with that Kentucky job as a possible target. Here's his statement. I'm fully committed to this team and to the university. We've already accomplished some great things here, and there's nothing I want more for the University of Alabama to win its first national championship in men's basketball. Despite any rumors to the contrary, rest assured that I will continue that pursuit as your head coach, Roll Tide. And so, again, you've had a couple already come out, release their statements, or in Hurley's case, answer that first question about it following winning the national championship. That's why I say at this point, you know, whether it's Scott Drew or Bruce Pearl, what you don't want to do at this point is miss. And if Scott Drew's happy, if he's secure, again, I would be targeting Bruce Pearl first. We'll see if other names come up. Jay Wright also said, I think last night, too, that he is perfectly happy
doing Jay the TV doing thing.
So we've X'd out a lot of guys that we already sort of had X'd out anyway. But we should be officially getting around, once John tells Mitch he's officially out of there, we should be getting around to finding out who that target is. And again, you can't be Louisville. You can't be one of these schools that's missed out on its first couple of picks. Hell, Arkansas did that before they run into Cal. You can't be that if you're Kentucky. So hopefully this news is going to unfold pretty quickly. Bruce Pearl is who you should go
for. Yeah, so just so you know, Barnhart, according to CBS, is not moving ahead with UK's coaching search until he gets the final word.
Yeah, just said it. He's waiting on Cal.
Yeah.
But that's a lie. He's already moving.
Yeah.
He's talking to agents already.
I mean, that seems irresponsible if you're really, like, not, you know, RC.
Cal's gone. You have to try to salvage as much of this class as you can.
Yes.
And I'm already assuming you think, if you're Mitch, that's an uphill battle.
Yes.
That Cal's going to take most of that with him when he's got $5 million in NIL, apparently, from Arkansas to offer. And so you've got to move quickly, though, to try to salvage what you can to move on to the next class. This can't be something where you're waiting.
RC kept a list in his pocket. Yeah. I mean, he was really good. He had a list. It was Scott Drew. It was Leonard Hamilton.
Again,
Sean Miller.
Some of the names should already have been crossed off here, and you should know right now whether you're going after Scott Drew or Bruce Pearl or whoever that guy is. To me, those are the best available now, if we're not including Nate Oates, too.
Yes.
If we're believing Nate Oates for what he is and for what he's saying.
Did you see, by the way, the dagger that Hitman Hoops threw yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. I can't believe he did this. He put on Twitter that Tristan Newton was locked up for Memphis in 2022-23, but Penny passed on him at the last second. I don't know what happened there. I don't know why that seems unlike Penny. He loves the AAC guys, right? Like, he... You know what would have happened? That would have been the Kendrick year, right? No. Yeah. Kendrick year, 22-23, right? Is that the right year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 22-23. But apparently, again, according to Hitman Hoops, who I believe with his info, Penny passed on Tristan Newton at the last second. I'm not sure for who that would have been for, but unless it was Kendrick. But couldn't Tristan have played off the ball?
You would think.
You know, I mean, you would have figured out a way to make that work. I don't know.
So so he just fell into a UConn offer after that?
Well, maybe he had the offer from UConn but was coming to Memphis. And then when Memphis said no thanks, he just said, all right, fine, I'll go to UConn. I don't know. I mean, that's the only way I could see it, you know, unfolding. Maybe Penny thought Lester was coming back. You know? I don't know. That one hurts.
He hoped Lester was coming back with Kendrick.
Yeah, at least that
DeAndre.
Was it.
That was the big. It was supposed to be the big three.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure what happened there. But damn, that was like I was just watching the title game. You know, man, what a great performance! Oh my God, we could have had Tristan Newton in Memphis locked up. Apparently, not even like a hey, he was thinking about it. He was locked up. That was the words. Anyway, you know what? You can't grieve over something that never happened, can you, Jason?
No. Nate Oates put out a statement. Any statements from Bruce Pearl yet?
Nothing yet.
All right.
Nothing yet.
I'll stay on the watch. Suspect that's coming.
Now, don't forget, Anfernee and Bruce had the same odds from Bet Online yesterday.
Why is that? How in the world is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe they just don't
think. Is Scott Drew still the betting favorite?
Yes, he is the betting favorite. And he's the
Why is Bruce that much of a long shot?
Maybe because they don't think it'll fall to him, right? Like, they just think Scott Drew will take it. People think Scott Drew will just get the offer and he'll take it. I mean, he would be the first call.
Yeah, but there were other names with better odds than Bruce.
Well, Billy Donovan was on there. Who was the third guy? Oh, Hurley, who's not going to take it, you know? So that's the – and then if it – you know, because Billy Donovan's not going to take it. So if you get a no from Scott, you know you're going to get a no from Billy Donovan. You know you're going to get a no from Hurley. That's when you start getting into Pearl territory. I don't know who else after that would even make sense besides Bruce Pearl. You know, a guy that's done it at a school that's not.
You like Scott Drew better than Bruce Pearl?
As a coach, probably. Yeah. As a personality, no. So it just kind of depends on what you want. You know, do you want the guy that's going to come in and.
Well, you're going to tell yourself the coach, right? Because that's what.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
could
I would
say Cal wasn't as much of as opposed
I would say
to the,
I would say Scott Drew because I like his teams a little better. I think Bruce kind of plays like it's a dumb style sometimes. You know, that's all. He gets good players. I mean, it'd be fine. I think it would be successful. But if you're asking me to absolutely pin me down, and
not just one or the other. I'm asking your opinion.
I would say Scott, but I would not be opposed diametrically to a Bruce Pearl hire at Kentucky. I think he'd be fine. I think he'd do exactly what Cal did. He'd recruit the same kind of player, you know. He'd be successful. He would just have to make more runs than Cal did, which is, I mean, if you're him, you know, you just kind of wonder, like, would Bruce want the job? Would, like, is he sort of in that same mode as, like, you know, to a lesser degree, but as a Hurley who's...
I would just say he's topped out at Auburn.
I think he has, but is he okay with that? Is he cool with just being there and, you know, because they lost to Yale, right? They lost to Yale in the first round, and nobody's saying in Plain Hills, we got to get this guy out of here.
Yeah.
You know? They did that with Cal when he lost to Oakland, which is basically the same thing, right? So I just don't know if he, you know, if he would want to do that. It's a good question, though. It's and obviously we're going to get an answer here soon. But anyway, yeah, Kentucky's open, and we'll see who ultimately is interested. We'll come back. Jeff Cogg's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Cal, about the, you know, the decision by him, what he makes of it. Lots to come. Jason John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.